Everything with Hugh on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
CFRC from Kingston, Ontario. Your volunteer program, campus and community radio at 101.9 FM and on the web at cfrc.ca.
Everywhere, everything is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
You're missing a couple of strings on this bass guitar. Is that how you learned it, and you never bothered to buy two new ones, or is there a plan?
After 2 years, I mean, what's the point spending money in a lot of it? It's like two is enough. It's adequate. Anybody can play this bass.
You were a garage band. Do you think you're still a garage band now?
No, definitely we've progressed to a basement band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got inside the house now.
We're inside the house now.
Sitting in a van all day long.
That part's not fun?
That part is not the most fun.
Does it smell in the van?
It smells in the van.
Oh, I like it when it smells. Is it dirty in the van?
It's dirty in the van.
Oh, I like it when it's dirty.
I think that most music probably is in a sense, or it's sort of an electronic thing or a mathematical thing, and that all exists in the molecular structure of the universe.
You're listening to Revolution Rock, only on CJM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. Actually, no.
Whoa, that's a blatant lie if I've ever heard one.
Oh, hi, everyone. I'm Dave, and this is Adam, and we're on the radio. But we should also say it's a lie because we're also syndicated.
We're syndicated, across many stations throughout Canada. As well, you can also stream us online at iHeartRadio and CJAM.ca. David, this is our first show back after our year in review, which I had a lot of fun with. But how we're going to end off the year is going to be with just playing some great music as per normal. Some classics, some new releases. We have a lot in store. Some anniversaries for two bands in particular, The Zombies and The Beatles. We usually do our, this little band no one's ever heard of called The Beatles joke. Okay, Dave, calm down. We've done that joke.
You're the one that usually says it.
Look, my point is, The Beatles released a great record at the tail end of 1964 titled Beatles for Sale. We're going to be playing some songs from that, something from the debut record by Zombies, as well as music by the likes of King Khan, Minor Threat, Mets, Cellos. We're going to be playing some stuff by the Libertines, Wire, Martha and the Muffins, and guess what?
Much more.
Even more.
Yeah, so stay tuned. You're listening to Revolution Rock. We're going to get things started first
with a call. Well, we would if anyone phoned us. Folks, if you want to contact us, you can call us. Dave, what number should they phone?
I don't know. Okay, you can call us 519-971-3630 on your telephone device, whether it's a landline or not. I don't know who has a landline. I don't own a landline.
Or even like a skinmarink sort of thing?
No, that's not allowed. Uh-huh. Or you could call toll-free Detroit and out of town, 1-855-344-2526. And you can also find us via the interwebs, revrock.blogspot.com.
Yeah, just title your message, hell yeah, send it to us, and we'll answer.
Hell yeah.
In a timely fashion.
All right. So speaking of hell yeah, what are we starting with right now? We're actually going to play this thing called a vinyl record.
Yeah, mainly a lot of vinyl records. I don't know why, I just felt like bringing some today. What's going to be cool is in this set, we're going to be playing a new artist called Kate Fagan. And I don't know necessarily if she's new, but she has a new single out.
Yeah, she had a single out in the 80s. It was an independent. She's from Chicago, and it was called... I Don't Want to Be Cool or something along those lines, and it actually was really cool. And
failure.
Yeah.
Way to go, Kate.
Anyways, it was an amazing song, and we played it when they did a reissue of it last year on the show a few times. And yeah, she has a new single, so we're going to hear that. We're also going to hear some music from U.S. Girls and Martha and the Muffins in this set.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to start off with something from Always and their 2022 record, Blue Rev. This is the track, Very Online Guy. Here on CJAM 99.1 FM and Revolution Rock.
sons lay down and voiced in the fire. Cause I stars waiting to love them.
You're tuned into Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area and syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. I'm your host, Dave Constantino, joined with Adam Palaszczuk. We just ended off that set with another wonderful track from this truly amazing, unique album by Jessica Pratt.
It's titled Here in the Pitch, and we played Get Your Head Out. So we will be talking about it a little bit on the website because, as we did mention earlier on in the program, we had a two-part year-in-review special where this was one of the albums that we featured on it because it was one of our favorites from 2024, so much so I want to play another track from it today. And there will be a brief write-up about this record and a few others on the website that's going to be at revrock.blogspot.com coming up in the near future.
Before that, we heard music from Kate Fagan. Now, we were mentioning she's from Chicago, and she put out a self-released single in the 80s. It was called I Don't Want to Be Too Cool. And I believe it could have been 81 or 82, and it got reissued last year and a little bit expanded because it was just a single. And this is a new single that Kate has out. It was called Too Good to Be True. And it really brought those 80s vibes, but it was really great.
It had a little bit of like an English chamber music feel to it as well, which I really appreciate, you know, with Jessica Pratt playing there after. I felt like it really connected well with that. Prior to that, a band that I think could have been seen as a contemporaries of Kate Fagan's back in the day, Martha and the Muffins.
Yeah, Toronto band from their They got a lot of albums and they have a lot of good songs, but I think this one is their best.
It absolutely is. From 1980, their debut record, Metro Music, we heard Hide and Seek. Prior to that, another fantastic record from a band we had the privilege to see live, actually performing off the back of a tour for this record, U.S. Girls, with the song Pearly Gates. You can find that off of 2018's In a Poem Unlimited. And then we started things off there with Always, also hailing from Toronto. We heard something from their record Blue Rev with Very Online Guy.
Coming up next, we're going to hear a selection of some old punk and some garage and some contemporary garage.
It's going to get very noisy.
Very noisy and scratchy and rock and roll?
E?
Coming up a little later in the program, we're going to be playing a couple bands. We should also mention going on at tonight in Windsor, if you're in the Windsor, Detroit area, is Frogger Fest. There's a multitude of bands playing, like 20 bands, maybe more, playing at Fog Lounge and Meteor. Fog Lounge is going to be closing its doors at the location on University, unfortunately, very soon. And this is a big event they're having, and we strongly recommend you go to see some of these bands. There's a lot of cool local bands and a few out-of-town bands as well.
Of course, after you're done listening to the show.
Right, or maybe you're there now and you're doing both,
yeah.
Which we applaud you. Thank you.
Thank you for your
patronage.
Thank
you so much.
With that said, let's get into some of this great garage music. Something from The Clean.
You know what? This is just one of those bands. The first time I heard them, I was just like, that's it. I love this band. And this is The Clean. They kickstarted the whole movement with the Flying Nun record label in New Zealand in the 80s, and the whole lo-fi four-track recording style done by Chris Knox. And this was their first EP, Boodle Boodle Boodle, 1981. We're going to hear Anything Can Happen right now here on Revolution Rock.
right, not so hard to talk about. You can hide your fears and tears, you can even scream and shout all your confessions. Don't look so surprised, you've been telling lies. It's hard to wake up to your makeup, so please take off that disguise. All your confessions.
Going back to 2004 with that release, we heard Missing Link by The Hives from their great album Tyrannosaurus Hives. This is Adam and Dave, and we're here with you on Revolution Rock, bringing you great rock and roll music here on CJAM 99.1 FM, live from 7 until 9. Of course, you may be listening to a repeat episode, or when we're syndicated throughout the country on various Canadian stations. A huge thank you to all those stations that do carry the program. With that said, Dave, The Hives, what a great live group.
Yes, we were fortunate enough to see them at a venue they probably shouldn't have been playing at, because they could have definitely...
For legal reasons. Oh, that too, yes, yeah.
They could have tripled that venue. We saw them at Owl Club last year in November. It was their first U.S. tour in, what, a decade or more?
I want to say more. I think 12 years.
Yeah, but it was an absolutely stellar show. And I highly recommend seeing The Hives if you have not seen them. We played a track from Tyrannosaurus Hives, as mentioned, released in 2004. One of my favorites from that one, Missing Link. Before that, we heard music from 2000, all the way in the year 2000. Distill from White Stripes, we heard Jumble Jumble.
Yeah, and this was a somewhat breakout record for the White Stripes. Of course, their big breakout would be the subsequent year with White Blood Cells, yeah. But this one still, it put them more on the indie rock notice, and I think a lot more people had their eyes pointed towards Detroit with the garage rock scene that was happening here, thanks in part to bands like the White Stripes and this album in particular. One of my favorites from the group, absolutely. Continuing on with our early 2000s theme, we heard from 2002 the album Up the Bracket by the Libertines. We heard a track called Death on the Stairs.
Yeah, and that one goes out to Kieran, who...
Kieran, who we know is listening, of course.
Yes, of course, always. And thanks for the recommendation on which track to play. We didn't know which track to play because the album's so great.
Well, it was great because we asked him what song he wanted to hear. He's like, oh, this one's good, this one's good, this one's good. And then he just named every song on the record, so...
And this is one of the ones he named. If you haven't heard Up the Bracket, highly recommend. Just got reissued. Was it this year?
It was Maybe either this year or last year, but no, it's good stuff. Definitely the prime Libertines release. Great stuff there. And a band hailing from Ireland who we heard from their debut EP all the way back in 78 from the Teenage Kicks EP, obviously best known for its title track, but we heard the single version of the song True Confessions by The Undertones.
That's right. And if you haven't seen it, check out their performance on the Old Grey Whistle Test from the same year on the YouTubes. It's pretty cool. We heard Wire before that. We heard, actually, a different version of the song Sand in My Joints, one of my favorite songs, which can be found on Chairs Missing, which I think was 78.
It was 78, yes.
But we heard an earlier demo version that's slightly different, which you can find on 1986 Behind the Curtain, and the reissue, deluxe reissue that came out a couple years back of Chairs Missing, of that song and several others. Part of that, we heard something a little different from the Saints. In the Red Records released a box set on vinyl and CD called The Saints 73 to 78, and it's a box set of the I'm Stranded early years of this Australian proto-punk and highly influential band. Now, when the album was originally mixed, we didn't know. There's an alternate mix of the album that was never released until now, and you can really hear a little bit of different things in this mix, and we heard the original mix of I'm Stranded, and it is slightly different, but if you do have a chance, check out the album. You can stream it. I don't believe it's purchasable anymore. It's all sold out. But yeah, you notice differences, and this band is currently actually on tour.
That's right, with a very unique lineup. Definitely changed. Mark Arm is part of it.
Yep, of Mudhoney filling in for Chris Bailey, and Mick Harvey's on bass, of course.
Oh, best known probably for his work with the Bad Seeds, yeah, so yeah, and, well worth checking out.
And Ed Cooper, of course, from the Saints, and the original drummer is there as well. If they come through the U.S., maybe you can check them out. And we started off with The Cleans, Anything Can Happen, from 1981's Boodle 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 EP. What a fantastic band and song. We're going to continue next with more fantastic bands and songs.
Yeah, in fact, we're going to celebrate two 60th anniversaries, two big ones here. The debut record by The Zombies and Beatles for Sale by, of course, The Beatles. Now, let's talk about The Beatles a little bit. Obviously, up until this point, they had a number of records out. Three of their UK releases, and they had different compilations and US versions, but they were already poised to be the biggest band in the world.
Yeah.
And they went through a lot of evolutions, going from that Mercy Beat sound to something very indebted by a lot of Motown and R&B. And then they went to their first album that was all originals with it was A Hard Day's Night right prior to that. But nothing really prepared people for Beatles for Sale, because I think this was, to this date, the pinnacle of the Beatles' maturity. Like, there were, of course, still some love ballads on here. It's best known for 8 Days a Week. But the rest of the songs are actually very dark and very introspective compared to what came before. You're not getting a lot of ballads necessarily on this in comparison to their previous releases. And I would argue, even though the Beatles have had really good records up until then, this is the first great Beatles record.
Yeah, and Here's some of the songs on here. Babies in Black, I'm a Loser, No Reply, I Don't Want to Spoil the Party. There's a whole bunch of really great songs on here. And also what's interesting is, yes, but the Beatles kind of, they were a singles band, because that's what people did. They did singles, so compilations were coming out, albums were coming out, and they were developing. And this was, yeah, you're right, one of the first really, really great ones. And in the early era of the Beatles. And of course, as they would do to, I think, confuse people, they would have a UK version and a US version, not to confuse people, but that's just what they did back then. And there's two very different versions of this album, sonically.
Well, because the US version, they actually remixed it and added a reverb. Bunch of reverb to it that didn't exist. For me, I think that muddled the sound. I prefer the UK version. And that's actually the album whose anniversary we're celebrating, because it was released all the way back on December 9th, 1964. So we're going to be celebrating the anniversary of that. The original untarnished version, it is, as I said, I think the first great Beatles record, because it's the most, I think, not only does the band get away from just like the early Mercy Beat sound and start focusing on more mature subject matter, they're having a lot of fun on here too. Like, their melody of Kansas City with Hey 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 is also just a great rock song. And Everybody's Trying to Be My Baby, even with a little like tipping their toes into country rock. Amazing stuff. Before the Beatles, though, we're going to hear from The Zombies, another great UK group that ended up having some huge hits in 64 and 65 on the back of this record, The Zombies. And really, they would be known for Odyssey and Oracle later on in 68, because it would have that huge hit on it. And you know what I'm talking about, right?
She's not there.
Well, no, from Oracle.
Oh, from Oracle, yeah. That
Time of the Season.
Time of the Season.
Yeah, which is the one song everyone knows from The Zombies. But they actually had a number of great hits before that. Absolutely. And this record, I think, was on par with anything the Beatles or the Stones were doing. If it wasn't for the difficulty they had in actually getting into the studio and the time they took composing records, they could have been a force to reckon with. But they really only had a handful of records to their names before disbanding, which is a shame, because there's great musicians in here, including the pianist Rod Argent, who was best known as the principal songwriter for the group. Also, you can't speak ill of Paul Atkinson, who is a great guitarist for this band as well. So to celebrate, and I do want to say, there's some discontinuity with this. The record doesn't really make clear if this album was released at the tail end of 64 or the beginning of 65. I've read conflicting things, so I'm just going to assume, for the sake of argument, let's just celebrate it now, ahead of 65, if that was the real release. Either way, The Zombies, their debut record. So let's play 3 songs from The Zombies and 3 from The Beatles on this edition of Revolution Rock.
And if she should tell you, come closer. And if she tempts you with a charms, tell her no. Tell you I love you, whoa, whoa. And if she tempts you with a charm,
I saw you peep through. eyes on me as I looked up to see your face. I tried to telephone, they said you were not home. That's a lie, 'cause I know where you've been, and I saw you walking your door. Said you were not home. That's a lie.